Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we try to see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. And this week we've looked at how Paul in the Bible describes how to find a peace beyond all understanding. That this kind of peace that we don't even understand that comes over us no matter what faces us is directly given from God. It's not something that wells up inside us where we create it, but it's something that God gives us. And it can be practiced by bringing our needs, our requests, our supplications directly to God instead of investing anxiety in our problems, investing in bringing them to God. Now, this can be hard to do in practice, we admitted yesterday, but that's why Paul gave us a method, a practice for this. It's almost like a Christian version of prayerful meditation, where there's actually a set of practices, something you can intentionally do to shift the energy from going into anxiety to a relationship with God and trusting God to deal with whatever's causing you the anxiety. What is it? Well, here's what Paul said.
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Paul uses the word dwell. He wants the Christians in Philippi to dwell on good, positive, godly, holy things. He wants them to dwell on the positive. He wants them to set up camp there and live there. That's the word he uses, dwell. He wants them to spend time thinking about this, praying about this, meditating on this. It's not just a matter of one day saying, I'm not going to worry about that anymore. Now I'm going to, focus on God. It takes practice. It takes focus. It takes dwelling. So how do you do this? What does it actually look like? Well, let's look at the things he said to focus on. First of all, focus on whatever is true. Well, that's going to be whatever is found in the Bible and is consistent with and not fighting against what's in the Bible. That's truth. Next, there's honorable, whatever's honorable. There's a certain dignity described here, something worthy of attention, worthy of worship. He wants us to focus on those things that are honorable. And then he says things that are right. Again, the source for this is the Bible. What does the Bible say is right in God's eyes? What does it look like to follow God's laws, to live in God's way? That's what's right. Focus on those things, even when your mind wants to drift into things that are not good for us or not good for others. Then pure, whatever's pure, whatever's holy, in other words, whatever's of God, whatever's untouched by sin. Most things in our world are not untouched by sin. So focusing on God and what God is like means we're focusing on things that are pure. Then he says, focus on things that are lovely, that the Bible describes as being good or pleasing to God and beautiful to God. And finally, things that are commendable, things that other people would speak highly of. That's what he means when he says commendable. Don't just live as if other people are watching, but guide your thoughts as if other people could hear them as well. That's what he's saying here. So these are all the things that Paul wants us to focus on. Instead of anxiety, focus on these good, positive, holy things. And he kind of summarizes that saying, and look at me practicing this and follow my example, which is usually a pretty dangerous thing. But in this case, here's a guy who's imprisoned, who's got nothing good going for him, and yet he is the picture of peace and calm. And he's trying to tell people how he does it, and this is one case where it's not such a bad thing to hold yourself up as an example. So here's your question for today. Why is Paul's reference to himself as an example not egotistical? In what situations do you think it could actually be okay and right and even necessary to offer oneself as a model for others to follow? Could you ever imagine yourself doing that? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.